The city of New Berlin straddles the subcontinental divide between the Great Lakes and Mississippi River basins. Earlier this year, city and state officials quietly proposed bringing Lake Michigan water to the western part of New Berlin, where the groundwater has high levels of radium. But some say all the Great Lakes governors would have to approve such a deal, and Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm said no. Now, New Berlin and the DNR have reached a more public agreement to close the contaminated wells by December. The DNR has opened a public comment period on New Berlin's new push to tap into Lake Michigan. DNR Water Division Administrator Todd Ames says the state of Michigan's earlier opposition may fade.
They made a rather quick reaction, quite frankly, to an application that we hadn't even certified, that it was a completed application that was ready for public comment. We're now at that stage, and so we've initiated the 60-day comment period so that all of the publics, whether it be the state of Michigan or more importantly, people from the state of Wisconsin, can comment.
Ames says it's unclear if New Berlin's request for lake water needs the approval of all the Great Lakes governors, or whether the city's promise to return used surface water and treated groundwater back to the basin means the straw into the lake is not a diversion. The DNR says it also wants to hear if a proposed Great Lakes Compact that would allow diversions by straddling communities should be applied. The discussions with New Berlin come as the Doyle administration would like to pick up more votes in the Milwaukee suburbs, but Ames says there's no connection to the November election. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.